They call it the Iron Pipeline. Elisa Brady, Fox News. Illegal guns flowing from state to state. President Biden pledging a continued focus on trafficking as he visits New York City. Fox's Grinnell Scott has more live.
Lisa, in a room full of police and public officials, the president pledged to help rid New York and major cities of deadly weapons and prompt communities to help police.
To interrupt violence, to mediate conflicts, to de-escalate.
It involves getting rid of ghost guns and closing state lines to trafficked guns. New York City Mayor Eric Adams calls what he says should happen
a 9/11 type response to address the domestic terror that is pervasive in this city.
A danger, Mayor Adams says, just cost two NYPD officers their lives. Lisa.
Thanks, Grinnell. The man accused of opening fire on a bus in Northern California remains in custody.
Five people were shot on a Greyhound bus in Oroville, California, Wednesday night. One person was killed. An 11-year-old girl is in stable condition. A pregnant woman remains in critical condition. Butte County Sheriff Corey Honey says 21-year-old Asadi Coleman had boarded the bus in Redding, but after a phone call, he began acting paranoid and agitated and started talking to the other passengers.
That conversation then prompted Mr. Coleman to show some of the people on the bus a firearm that he had.
Honey says when the bus stopped, he opened fire. Deputies later arrested him at a nearby Walmart. The DA says he has a juvenile record and there was a warrant out for him for possessing a firearm while not being allowed to have one.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. The U.S. accuses Russia of an elaborate plot to fake an attack by Ukrainian forces to use as a pretext for invasion, including a propaganda video,
which would include corpses. And actors that would be depicting mourners.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby after declassified intelligence was shared with Ukrainian officials. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
The White House says this sends a message to terrorists.
The leader of ISIS is dead after a raid by U.S. Special Forces in Syria overnight.
And thanks to the bravery of our troops, this horrible terrorist leader is no more. Our forces carried out the operation with their signature preparation and precision.
President Biden detailed the raid from the White House, saying Abu Ibrahim al-Hashimi al-Karashi detonated a bomb as U.S. forces approached. That explosion killed a terror leader and several members of his family, including children.
Fox's Jared Halpern in Washington. The Pentagon says the two-hour raid had been planned for months and deals a significant blow to ISIS. Disgraced lawyer Michael Avenatti telling reporters he feels better after the jury at his New York trial told the judge they can't agree on the first and most serious count against him, wire fraud, which could bring 20 years in prison if convicted. The judge told them to keep deliberating for now. They just got the case yesterday. Avenatti accused of stealing book proceeds from former client Stormy Daniels. A viral game might hook even more fans with a new variation.
Taylor Swift fans can now play a Taylor-themed version of the popular game Wordle. Taylordle gives players the opportunity to guess a word that is inspired by one of Swift's lyrics, album titles, or even the name of one of her ex-boyfriends. The online Wordle game, recently acquired by the New York Times, gives players six chances to try and guess a five-letter word. There's only one word per day, and if the contestant doesn't guess the correct answer, it's displayed at the end.
Fox's Mike Gunzelman. An hour to the close on Wall Street, tech shares leading a big slide. Both the Dow and the Nasdaq have been down more than 400 points. For the NASDAQ, that's more than 3%. Oil prices, meantime, topping $90 a barrel. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.